Welcome back into the game on Tuscaloosa Sports Authority 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM. Coach Stallings, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you and talk a little football as we edge a little bit closer to 2013.
It's not going to be long, and you know, with just the excitement amongst the media, I can imagine the excitement with the coaches and the players.
Well, you can only imagine that excitement in Tuscaloosa. But Coach, I want to talk about the Beach Fest, and as we get started, you're going to make a big appearance down in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. I don't see you as a guy with flip-flops and a bathing suit on, but I can imagine.
You're not going to see me with beach
flip-flops
and bathing suit when I'm down there this time. But it's a great time. It really is. We've got about 10 retired coaches. They'll be the Pat Dive, Marvin will be there, and Vince Dooley will be there, Phil Fulmer, R.C. Slocum, a number of the coaches. We intermingle with the medium. We intermingle with just the fan. Sign autographs. There are things for the family to do. There's fishing tournaments. There's golf tournaments. There's a one-mile run. There's five-mile runs. There's concerts at night. It's great food. It's people getting together and talking about the season. So,
talking about SEC football, August the 15th through the 18th, and something tells me what would highlight you is probably golf and fishing for you.
Well, yeah, you know, you picked it just exactly right. I don't know if I'll do either one of them when I'm down there, but those are the things that I enjoy doing.
Coach, let's talk some college football. As you can imagine, folks in Tuscaloosa are a little bit nervous because what we're doing is we're walking in uncharted water, three in a row. You go back to the dynasties of Alabama football, three out of the last four, but going for three in a row and four out of the last five. Can you imagine what that's like as a coach?
Well, I know Coach Saban, and he's not the least bit concerned about what happened last year and the year before. And, you know, he's not concerned about winning three out of four or four out of five. He's worried about having a good year this year. And as I've said up and down a vision with various people, the reason Alabama win as many games as they do is because their players play better than your players. You know, I don't know if their scheme's any better, but their players play better, and it all starts at the top. I just can't imagine anybody doing a better job than Coach Saban has done at the University of Alabama. And I'll tell you something else. They're a joy to watch on television because you don't see a lot of showboating. They'll make a play. They don't run out in the middle of the field and point at themselves. They'll get back in the huddle, get ready to play the next play. Their players perform at a high level. You take a quarterback. If you can imagine throwing 30 touchdown passes, three interceptions, it doesn't get any. Somebody teaches that quarterback how to do things properly, and that's they'll have another great year this year. If they can stay healthy, who knows? They may win it all, but they will have a good year regardless.
Coach, does it all start on the offensive side of the football, running and then the play-action pass?
Well, it does as far as I'm concerned. I mean, not with everybody, because you turn on the television most of the places and you see them spread out all over the field trying to run 80, 85 plays a game. But I sort of like them get in the huddle and go to the line of scrimmage and knock them off the line, good play action, move the ball down and score. You don't score, you kick it to score. And I think Alabama does that better than anybody in the country.
We're talking to legendary coach, Coach Gene Stallings. He's right now in the game on 99.1 and 99.1WDGM.com. And obviously talking about Beach Fest, August the 15th through the 18th. Gulf Shores in Orange Beach, Alabama. Coach, let's go back and look at this. When you're able to run the ball and you're able to look at the defense, the opposing defense, can you see a fear in their eyes when you have success and you just keep pounding the rock and you're not going to let up?
You know, I've heard that said before. I've heard defensive linemen saying that there's fear in the eyes of the quarterback. I don't believe that. You know, that quarterback's got a job to do, and he doesn't particularly fear any particular person. So, but I don't think there's fear in the eye, but I think there's great respect for Alabama. You know, if you don't play at the top of your game, you have absolutely no chance of winning the game. If you play at the top of your game and you make a few key plays, you got a chance because you know Alabama's going to play at the top of their game.
Coach, the hurry-up offense, spread it out all over the field, throw the football here and there. You talked about it a couple of minutes ago. It's been a big debate that maybe it's not fair for the defensive guys, that you really don't have a chance to get set, and injuries and, you know, the different debates. Where do you stand on the hurry-up offense?
Well, if I were coaching today, I wouldn't run the hurry-up offense. You know, it's just not my style. But obviously a lot of people like it, because I think it's sort of the influence from the West Coast and the Oregons and people out in that area, and they have a lot of success with it. But it's just, you know, they're trying to get their people on the field and don't give you a chance to get in a nickel or a dime or whatever. And so it frustrates the defense just a little bit. But it's just not my style. You know, if I were coaching, I wouldn't do it.
Coach, I know you wear the Alabama jersey, and you're no doubt proud of that school that you had a chance. But I go back to Texas A&M. Did they shock you having instant success in the SEC?
No question about it. They really did. You know, who would imagine that the game of the century may be Texas A&M and Alabama, when 3 or 4 years ago A&M struggling just to win a game? It was a big win for Alabama, A&M, when they played Alabama and Tuscaloosa. Now, you know, the quarterback has made a difference. There's no question about that. Manziel is an outstanding football player, and I think he will play good this year. Well, he has the ability to turn the bad play into a good one. He can be trapped. You think he's going to be second 15, and he makes 40 yards. And he does it every game. And I think maybe the opening drive of practically every game that they played this year, they scored. I think they're going to be good again.
Coach, I know you don't want to talk about other way other coaches make decisions, but quarterbacks that have off-the-field issues, and that's been well-documented with Johnny Manziel. I know you live close to Texas A&M. Do you think that will affect his play in 2013, some of the off-the-field issues?
Now, I really don't. I think here's a young man that's won the Heisman, and he feels pretty good about it, and he's enjoying all the accolades that he's gotten, and everybody's got a camera that can take a picture of him, and he says, you know, well, I don't have much privacy. You know, I can sort of understand that. But at the same time, I think he needs to sort of reel that in. I mean, he doesn't need to have any bad publicity for himself. He doesn't need to have any bad publicity for Texas A&M. And I'm sure that Coach Sumlin and the staff, they'll be counseling with him somewhere along the line.
We don't know the true criteria, but as I look and I respect your knowledge about the game, as we approach college football playoffs, Coach, if someone called you and said, would you be on this committee to help select 4 teams that will compete for the pinnacle of college football, would you even listen?
Yeah, I would. I don't think that will happen because, you know, all along I've been opposed to the playoff. I think you go to college for an education, not to play football. I think season long enough. You want to win a national championship, go 13-0. Now, that's my personal opinion. I won't tell you the people's going to be under pressure. Is the people that select the people that's going to make the decision. You know, they've got to get the right people out there. They need to get people that are knowledgeable about football, that knows X's and O's, understands strategy. Now, for example, in my opinion, there was probably about 5 or 6 teams in the Southeastern Conference that might could have beaten Notre Dame last year. And yet, because Notre Dame was undefeated, they were the number one team in the country. Well, if you're going to pick the best football teams in the country, you know, there's more to it than just a win-loss record. You know, the best football team may have lost a game somewhere, so somebody's got to have courage enough to say, these are the 4 best football teams in the country.
Final question. I know I asked you that in the first couple of questions, but we go back to Alabama. Do you see anything that can convince you that they will not repeat this year?
Yeah, sure, injuries. You know, if they have 2 or 3 key injuries. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to surprise you a little bit. Several years ago, Alabama had a great wide receiver by the name of Protho that got hurt. Protho was good enough to win 2 or 3 games by himself. Had he not gotten hurt, Shula may still be the coach at Alabama because they were beginning to get better and better and better. So key injuries make a difference in the outcome of your season. So now all of a sudden you get your quarterback hurt and you get somebody else, you're not quite as good. And I think that what Alabama's got to do is stay healthy. I know when we won the national championship, everybody started the first game, started the last one. We stayed healthy. I think that's important.
Well, Coach, we appreciate what you mean to our community, and I know you understand that, but you know, everybody always talking about Coach Stallings. And as I drive down University Boulevard, I get off there on McFarland Boulevard, I go about a block and a half, and I see John Mark, a road named after him, right there beside the Stallings Center. Coach, you've just made an impact on our community, and I want to thank you for that.
Isn't that neat that the street named after Johnny just absolutely thrills me to death? And what a great time we had living in Tuscaloosa. In fact, I was in Tuscaloosa 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they're just outstanding people that live in that community.
How's your wife?
She's doing fine. Thank you for asking.
And I assume cattle farming is okay out in Texas?
I guess. You know, two things that ranchers always talk about. If you get two ranchers together, talk about two things.
Weather.
Are you getting enough rain, and do you have enough hay? That's about all we can talk about.
So do you have enough rain, enough hay?
Neither one. I don't have enough hay, and I hadn't got enough rain.
Coach Stallings, thank you so much. We'll look forward to hanging out with you at the Beach Fest 2013, August the 15th through the 18th down in Gulf Shores, Alabama, in Orange Beach, Thursday through Sunday. Coach Stallings, thank you again.